This is Reuven Levy speaking from the Chutzal Chesed Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Hebrew version, page 80. We're talking about the idea of putting a wife in first place. A wife has to know that she is the most important thing in the world from the husband. That the husband has nothing else in the world at all, and no one else in the world is more important to him than his wife. She comes above everything, above his work, above his hobbies, above his Torah learning, above his rabbi, and certainly above anyone else, above his mother, above his friends. She has to be number one. If she doesn't feel for a minute that she's not number one, end of shalom bayit. A woman cannot stand that. So what are we learning now? We're learning that it's forbidden for a husband to mention even the name of any other woman in his own house. Rav continues. Just like we said that it's forbidden for a wife to have to feel that she is competing with anything else in the world for a husband's attention. All the more so is forbidden that she has that she should feel competition with any other women. She needs to be the only woman. Who is like you? Who can be compared to you? The pasuk says. Even if he compares her to her mother, even if he says a compliment about her, about your wife's mother, you say, you know, your mother, she's really a great cook. That is no good either. He takaneh be'imashalat. She will be jealous of her own mother if you praise her mother. All the more so, you should definitely not compare her to your own mother. Hashem yirachem. Hashem have mercy on you if you ever did such a dumb thing like that. Ki afilu im imoshela shelo hi zakena. Even if your mother is old and feeble, she will get jealous of her and she will hate her. Therefore, you should not compare your wife to anyone or anything. Next, Shmirat Enayim, guarding one's eyes. Shmirat Enayim Shalabal. Guarding one's eyes for a husband, meaning not to look at any other woman. This is also based on the principle of putting your wife in first place. Because if your wife is in first place, why would a person look at any other woman? If his wife is the most important thing, why would he need to bother looking at any other woman? Ba'alo kishiroa isha acheret. Bilti nimna sheyachmod et yachya. And behold, when he sees another woman, it is a given that he will for sure desire her beauty. And therefore it will be a cause of separation between him and his wife. Right. What are we saying here? Saying as follows. Why should a husband not look at another woman? Well, there's plenty of reasons. But one of the reasons is because as soon as a husband looks at another woman, he desires that woman. It's a given. You can't look at another woman without desiring her. Pretty much. Almost impossible. And for our purposes, let's say it's a given. Therefore, when that happens, you immediately put that woman that you're now looking at, or now thinking about, in first place above your wife. And that we know we can't do, apart from anything else. Apart from anything else, it's an example of not putting your wife in first place. If you truly put your wife in first place, you can't allow any other woman to come between you. That means you can't look at any other woman. What we said above is referring to when a husband would look at a at another woman, not in the presence of his wife. Right? That applies. We're not talking about in the presence of your wife. We're going to say even more so in a minute. When your wife's there, you're really in trouble. But even if your wife's not there, and you're looking at another woman, that means you're putting this other woman ahead of your wife. Kol shechenim oseh ken laneha. All the more so if you did that in her presence. Shem pegia gedola yoteh b'rigushoteha. Because there's no greater damage to her feelings than doing that, looking at another woman in her presence. That's the opposite entirely of putting her in first place. That she sees with her own eyes, that she's not worthwhile, she's not meaningful in his eyes. And other women, zarot, strangers, shavot yotem imena, are more interesting to him than she is. Right? Very big danger and a very big trap. Isha shoret ba'ala mistakel al nashim acharot, a woman that sees her husband looking at other women, nishperet mizeh, is broken from this. V'kama v'kama afanim, in many different ways. Sifra li isha, one woman told me, shehi ra'ata ba'ala mistakel al nashim acharot, that she saw that her husband was looking at other women. And from that moment, entered into her a competition. If in the past she would have done an hour, koret tehillim, read tehillim, lomedet, learned, now she spends time instead in front of the mirror. And all the time she's doing this, she's got the thought in her head how she can be the most beautiful. And she's disgusted with her life, and she wants to get a divorce. Right? It goes against her nature. That's what women who are not sneers, they're fighting for their husband's attention. And it's the only way they know how. Right? They know that why they're fighting their husband. They see that their husband is looking at other women. They say, oh, he's interested in short skirts, so I have to wear short skirts. Oh, he's interested in tight tops, I'll have to wear tight tops to get my husband's attention, because I can see that's what interests him. So the husband is in effect forcing his wife to be not sneers. And she hates it. Because either consciously or subconsciously, depending on what level she's at, she knows that it's wrong. She either knows that she feels it. But she can't do anything about it. Because it's more important for her that her husband looks at her. Right? That's the most important thing. And then she walks around sneers. She's like, Tom, I have to give up being sneers, even though I know that I should, even though I have to suffer with all these other men looking at me all day. But what have I got to do? What can I do? And it's all the husband's fault. And a husband who thinks, oh, I can't believe my wife's not sneers, and there I am trying my best to be a good yeshiva bocher. And it's not true. The only reason she's not sneers is my fault. It's got nothing to do with her. Right? She's the mirror, she's the reflect. It all ties together. She's only reflecting what's going on in me, and as we said, it's just a message for me. The fact that my wife is not sneers is down to me, and it's a message for me. Hashem is showing me Your wife's not sneers. That's you. You need to look at yourself. The reason she's not is because of you. I want you to do some work on it. That's why I'm making your wife not see us, so that you can work on yourself. And it's not for me to tell. You know, if I tell my wife that she's not see us, you're not dressing so sneers these days, what's going on? Right? I'm ripping the book out. The book's in the bin. Right? I'm missing everything. I'm criticizing her. I'm missing the message from Hashem. I'm causing destroying Hashanam Bayit, and it's entirely the wrong thing. Nimsa shebar shemistakel al nashim. Therefore, it turns out that a husband that looks at other women, who hareset bayit shelo, he destroys his own home. Imkom sheya your beito beit vila, bayit shel Torah, bayit yuchanit. Instead of having a house which was a house of prayer, a house of Torah, a house of spirituality, where Hashem's spirit rests, turns a house into a house of gashmiut and ta'avot, materiality and lusts. The wife that's able to raise the spiritual level of the house, naset mu'nyenet the havalim, the tinofet, is instead sunk in nonsense and desires. V'zeh mu'van ha'pigya ha'rigisha ha'kasha she'chasha, and that's. Ignoring the fact that she also hurt by the and suffering from the what's going on. Ba'alim she'mit lonanim b'fanai, husbands that complain to me, says the Rav, she'ein lahem ahava l'noshitem, that they don't feel that they love their wives. I know clearly shehem mistaklim al nashim achayot. I know very clearly that they're looking at other women. And what they're doing is they're taking away their heart from their wife, and they're giving it to someone else. They're giving it to other people, not consciously perhaps. That's what's happening. This is an evil which has no comparison. Because the husband needs to make sure that his wife is truly in the first place. Which means that there's no one in the world that is as important as her. No one that even comes to her shoelaces. Yeah?
Ankles.
But Sarifla Gidla Bakenub Gomorrah, and a husband needs to tell his wife in clearly. Shekola Nashim Bafaneha, that every other woman compared to her, Kokof Bifaneha, is like a monkey compared to a man. Kamuvalai or Bershem, like we said above in the name of Zohar. But Sarishia Aniti, and he needs to be truthful. Shafilu Mishto Lota Amin Lo. Even if his wife doesn't believe him and says to him, Mapitom, what are you talking about? I know that I'm not so pretty, and there are many other women more pretty than me. Right? If you tell your wife you're the most beautiful wife in the world, she says to you, nah, that's not true. I know there are a lot of women in the world that are a lot more pretty than I am. Right? What do you do? Yitakeshita v'yomala. You should be stubborn with her, and you should tell her. Al ta'am v'al reach ein litvakeh. On taste and smell, you can't argue. Lefitami, according to my taste, hayofi shelcha shelach hu hayafa biyoter. My opinion, in my taste, your beauty is the highest beauty that there is. You're the most beautiful in my eyes. V'kosha nashim v'choreret lumatech. And every other woman is disgusting, ugly, compared to you. You can't argue with me. You might think that to be slimmer or to have shiny hair or whatever is, technically speaking, a more pretty appearance. But no, in my eyes, you are the most beautiful. You can't argue with that. That's what we have to say. Moemanu keitzad kol nekuda b'chayim im ha'isha efshar asbir al pi ha'yesod shel makom ishon. Therefore, we see that every aspect of life with your wife, you are able, we're able to explain through this principle of makom ishon in the first place. Lachen im yafnim abal et yasod hazeh, if a husband will internalize this principle, she'ishto hi makom ishon esod, the wife is in the first place. As a yireh levad keitzad al kol tzad v'sha'al zeba lidei bitui. He'll see, once a husband internalizes this, he'll see that this concept expresses itself in all matters. Kishe kasha'abal yodeh, when a husband knows, ani sarich basimat ishti makom rishon etzli b'chayim. When a husband knows for sure, very clearly, that he needs to put his wife in first place, I need to put my thoughts on this. How to give her this feeling? To consider it and to pray on it all day long. Mimela hu yitbonen b'kol dvar lefi ha'yesod shel ha'makom rishon v'yichyeh im ishto v'shalom v'ava. Then, what's he saying? If I truly internalize this principle of makom rishon, I know that it applies throughout my life with my wife, and I'm going to think about how to put this into practice. I'm going to pray on it, I'm going to ask Hashem for help with it, and I'm going to see that actually putting my wife in first place is everywhere. My whole life with my wife is an aspect of putting her in first place. First place with the kids, first place when she's cooking me food and telling me to tell her how wonderful food she's giving me, first place when we're just sitting talking and I'm giving her attention, first place that I'm not thinking about my work, first place that I'm not doing what I want without checking with her that it doesn't conflict with her schedule. Every single aspect of my life with my wife, kol shechen, even the more so, obviously, those intimate times, that I'm putting her in first place. And I'm not putting myself in first place. Right? Every single aspect of our relationship has the fundamental point of first place. And if I understand that and I get that right, I'm going to see that really this applies across the board. And that once I see that and I start implementing it, I'm going to have an amazing marriage. Shalom bayit, and ahava, a love between us, which is great, which is amazing. Next, kinisa labayit, coming home. Yadua klosha kol olech achar hatchala. There's a principle that's well known, that everything follows after the beginning. Lachen, therefore, haknisa shel ha'baal labayit, when a husband enters into the house, acharei yom amus, after a busy day, ba'avodah or bekolel, whether he's been at work or he's been studying, hi chashuva biyoter, it's the most important time. V'zeh hazman la'arot li'ishto, this is the time to show your wife, shehi b'makom rishon, that she's in the first place. Right, everything goes after the beginning. The first time you see her when you come home, as you walk in the door, that is the key critical moment. Lachen lifteishem at the bed im yiladav. Therefore, before you speak to the kids, miyad yichapeset ishto, immediately go find your wife. Bishal et bnei habayit. I will ask your members of your house, eifo ishti, where's my wife? Shalom, shalom yiladim. Aval eifo ima, koren kol ima. Say, hello, hello children. First of all, I need to speak to mum. Where's Ima? Right? That's the first thing. If you happen to come in through the door and you happen to encounter your son, daughter, whoever, who happens to be standing there as you walk in, you're not allowed to sit to stand there and talk to them while your wife is in the kitchen. No, I'll speak to you in a minute. I just have to go and see Imam first. Right? Wife in the first place, from the get-go, from the off. It's also very good chinuch for the children, that they see how much you value your wife, that she's the most important. They're not going to be upset. They're like, psh, what an abba. What an abba that just goes very impressed. And when you see her, immediately you should greet her with a happy face and with love. Shalom ishti yaikara, hello my darling wife. Mashlomech, how are you? Ani chayev ledabei itach kamadakot, I need to speak to you for a few minutes. Kol hayom chashavti alayich, all day I was thinking about you. Vani watsa leshol mashlomech, and I want to know how you're doing. Ma'ava alayich, what happened to you today? How are you doing? V'yeshevita midovev osa ledabeh. And you should sit with her and dovev. I don't know what dovev is. So you should sit with her and speak with her. V'yishalotah sheilot. You should ask her questions. Manyanim, what's new? Echa tamagisha, how are you feeling? Achal tayom, did you eat today? V'yobeh lehit and yen ba be'emet. And you should increase your interest in her, to be truly interested in her, right? It might take practice. Doesn't matter. It's our job. But yireh, if a person wants to do it, Hashem will give you the ratzon, right? I'm not really so interested in what she had for lunch. And you want me to ask her what she had for lunch? Yeah, I want you to ask her. Why? Because that's what Shem wants, and that's what's good for her. If you do that out of simplicity and innocence, this is what I need to do. Hashem is going to make it okay for you. Right now, I'm told I'm not interested, but by the time you get down to it, it's going to be very interesting. You know, pasta, nice. Oh yeah, how was the pasta? Because it's a way of connecting. It's not that the pasta is important. It's just showing that you care. And I don't really care what she had, as long as she had. It doesn't really matter whether you have pasta she had, pizza she had, whatever she had. However, the fact that I'm showing interest gives me that connection with my wife, and that's what's interesting. That's what really counts. Right? And that's what I'm going to actually enjoy very much, having that true connection. See what's new with her. Eze inyan miyuchata ha'esikota. What particular thing she's been busy with at the moment. By Hayikash on a 10 led to Sumat Lev, Miyad, the Knisolabad. The main thing, the principle is that I give my wife attention as soon as I enter the house. Shazen on 10 led, Taragashah, Shihir, Hadavach, Akshub, Yoter, Shiyeshilobabai. And that, the important thing is that this gives her the feeling that she's the most important thing in the house. Right? If I go to the computer is the most important thing. If I go to her, she's the most important thing. I go to the bathroom. Right? Immediately when I enter the house, I show her that she's the most important thing by going to her. Right? And you can be sure that the women's wisdom says the same thing to the wife. As soon as your husband comes in the door, you drop everything that you're doing and you show him that he's the most important thing right now. Right? The opposite. And that's her job. My job is to do my job. And if both parties are doing that, psh, yofi, everything's great. And if they're not, then they may or not actually get to speak before the end. They might not see each other. Achen techet, because you saw Levi, Ishto, he had the bar Rishon, Sheman Yenoto. Should be the most important thing that occupies him. Sarish sheyedaba, a husband needs to know. Shele isha yish chiyut gedola ma'od milidabel saper masha avale. Husband needs to know that a wife gets a lot of chiyut, of her life force, from speaking to a husband and telling him what she did all day. Right? It's not stam, it's not just when we relate, so how do you, your wife says to you, what did you do today? So, I went to a shiur, it was interesting, it wasn't. Had lunch, came back. I'll tell you what happened, but it's just that doesn't do anything to me. But you should know it's not what happens to your wife. Your wife gets great love for the fact that she can explain what she did. Even though it wasn't very interesting. And for sure, if all she did today was wash up, clean, put the washing on, right? It's not going to sound like it was a chidush on tosfot that was really earth-shaking and changed my life completely. Right? It's not going to be so. It's going to be pretty mundane. She gets a lot of life. That's her enjoyment from telling you everything that happened. Kolel pratim shenirim lo kishulayim. Like, including details that seem to be irrelevant. Lachen yiten la lesaper lo lakol. Therefore, let her tell you everything. Don't cut her off and say, okay, that's interesting. Anyway, let me tell you about my day. No! Let her tell you every little detail. And ask for the details. Oh, really? How was it? What happened? What was going on there? Who do you see? Gam Rashon Hara. Huh? Ki hi chayevilav si ma mashabalibah. Interesting here, Yofi Chidush Gadol from the Rav. Even Lashon Hara, she needs to tell you, she needs to get it off her chest. Right? There is an exemption in the laws of Lashon Hara that a wife is allowed to tell her husband Lashon Hara in order to get it off her chest, that she just feels better. You'll never guess what happened. I was there in the supermarket. This woman comes up to me, and you know who it was? It was the neighbor. She just came up. She just, I can't believe it. She just needs to get it out. And it's all Lashon Hara. You can't stop it. Oh, excuse me. Have you not read the Chofetz Chaim? You cannot say that. You nod. You say, uh-huh. You listen to every detail. Right? She needs to get it off her chest. She's allowed to. She has a heter from Shemayim. Chofetz Chaim writes, right? It's fine. It's okay. Don't start getting all nervous. He tzricha la'gisha bala shelabala hi yuchola tzapel hakol. She needs to feel that to you, her husband, she can tell anything. Lachen gam lo yachiyach ota. Therefore, you shouldn't rebuke her. Lo'olam, ever. Ha'vashah hi omer lo. On whatever she says to you. Shazu b'gida no'ait b'emun shela bo. This is a terrible break in the confidence that she has for you. Right? Yakshiv la hakshavam leya. Just give her full attention. Be'idab libo malasanin. And know in your heart if it's Lashon Hara, they should know in your heart not to ignore it. Idvarim sha'asur lo lekablam, and things which you're forbidden to accept, God Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, lo yagid la mila al kach, you not to say a word about it to her. Right? Yakshiv la b'hakshava melea, only to give her full attention. Libo lo kiblam, but don't accept it in your heart. That's your job. Ubazehu lama'asen oten l'ishto makom before kan. Therefore, he gives his wife a place to unload. And he saves her. And you save her from having to speak it all to her friends. If you let her unload it on you, it's gone. She gets rid of it. She's happy now. She doesn't have to go around telling all her friends who are not listening to her. Why does she feel unloaded? If you give her full attention, not half attention, where you're half listening and half thinking, why are you telling me this? I shouldn't want to know this. If you give her full attention, it's gone. It's out. She doesn't need to dwell on it anymore. It's gone. If you're not giving her full attention, then it's still inside. And she's going to have to tell other people to get rid of it. So you're doing her a favor by giving her full attention. Is that a shame? We'll continue tomorrow.